proclamation number 6038 dated the August 30th, 1954. New revelations. Reason. Bible. It is very dangerous when my word gets wrongly interpreted, when the meaning of my word becomes distorted and this misinterpretation is then used as a foundation again. For then my adversary will have easy access by confusing people's thoughts more than ever and distance them ever further from the truth. No one will ever be able to quote a word from the scriptures which proves that the Father will never speak to his children again because he has already declared his will in the scriptures. There is no word which could give people the right to deny new words of love by God. There is no word which would support the opponents of my new revelations, for I would never have spoken such a word, because only I know that my living creations on earth will require my word time and again in order to reach the objective of becoming my children. I speak to people in different ways indeed, and therefore not every human being needs to hear my voice directly. Yet if I didn't speak to people time and again, only few would, in fact, reach their goal. For without the working of my spirit, people would be unable to think correctly, to separate truth from error and even to understand the scriptures correctly. Thus I also address people when I teach them to think correctly and establish the right goal for their feelings. But whatever a person thinks who is guided by my spirit, he will also be able to voice it, and this communication through a human mouth is then likewise a revelation from me, for then it is my word which was imparted to the human being by my spirit. For I want to speak to people, and if someone willingly places himself at my disposal by wanting to proclaim my word to people, then my word will be voiced through this person's mouth. Every true messenger of my word offers me the opportunity of revealing myself anew. And likewise, I can voice my word when someone is willing to listen to me, when a person attentively listens within himself and desires to be addressed by me. Would a loving father stay quiet when his child desires to hear him? Does my love limit itself? Am I not a Lord of infinite riches which I am constantly willing to bestow? Do you humans want to impose restrictions on me or deny me to speak when and to whom I want? If you believe that I can be present with you, then you also have to believe that I will reveal myself when I'm with you, and yet you want to argue that I speak to people who want to hear me. But I have promised you my presence with the words, whenever two or three of you come together in my name, I'm there with you. Single quote. And what will you talk about then? Will you discuss worldly affairs? No, you will make me the subject of your conversation, you will speak righteously, and you will say what I put into your mouth, for I myself will speak through you so that you recognize my presence. And thus I myself will be wherever people unite to hear my word, wherever I am allowed to speak, wherever my spirit can work, and you humans will always receive the same word since it is your desire to hear me. I know how much people need my word, and therefore I will never stop conveying my word to you, and I will enlighten people about error and misinterpretation of the scriptures. I will impart my pure gospel myself to those who opened themselves to me, thereby wanting to be of service to me and their fellow human beings, for I will bless every good will and every desire for truth, and my blessing consists of speaking to them myself just as I once spoke to my disciples, and I will give all those who are able to hear me the task to spread my pure gospel, for I speak through them to everyone who wants to hear me. Amen.